How do you figure out what your customers really want from your product? And how do you get that product to market? This week on Make It Right.
One of the expenses up front, which I always consider being smart money for a manufacturer, is to do your research, to do a SWOT analysis, do a gap analysis. And that actually is done in the field, shopping the stores, seeing where everybody else is price point wise. What's your point of difference? And then you can also gather your consumers. One of the best things to actually find out who your consumer is to get into a local independent store. Try and get feedback directly from the consumer. So that to me is much more beneficial to a manufacturer than trying to get a group of consumers in a room and taste testing your product. Because in reality, when you're dealing direct with the consumer, you get much more honest feedback. One of the things that we encourage our manufacturers to do is actually shop. And it's not shopping for product, it's to actually spend time in the stores and just not look. Look at the ingredients, look what's on shelf, look at the price points, look at the points of difference, look at the separation and pricing. Where do you fit? What's your niche? If you find something that's $2.99 and in the same category, it's $5.99, now you know there's a hole that you could go into at $3.99 or $4.99. What's your value proposition? That's how you really get your raw data and your feel for your consumer.
Chris Repsiman, founder and president of Jupiter Sales and Marketing, is my guest this week on Make It Right.